This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to watch us live, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click on YouTube and become a live chat friend. We totally appreciate you. Or you can go over to beforeitsnews.com. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there. And you can watch us, hook up with us on YouTube. Again, become a live chat friend and interact with us, friends, because our friends over at live chat keep the show going and moving, and we appreciate your insight over there. Once again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. It's interesting to note, if you haven't seen this, you probably haven't, because the mainstream media wouldn't want you to have this information because it's encouraging. But over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have a brand new article by Dean Garrison, British Muslims Prepare to Leave UK After Boris Johnson Victory. Now, I don't know if you know the statistics over there, friends, but I have an airline pilot. He's a captain, and he flies into the UK quite a bit, and he said it's becoming so bad over there, Bradley, I don't even want you to go with me. The Muslims are the TSA. The Muslims are the ones vetting. They're the fox in the chicken coop, friends, is what they are. Mayors, I believe there's 30 mayors in the UK now that are Muslims. That country has completely been toppled on the backs of the homosexuals that have made it so. That is a fact that nobody can dispute. Well, interestingly enough, true, untrue, we're going to have to see in the days up and coming. But we have Boris Johnson, and I guess he is the reason that the British Muslims are preparing to leave the UK after Boris Johnson's victory. Now, I want you to hear this, friends, because this is coming from the religion of peace, namely the Muslims over there in Britain. And it was stated that Mansour Ali said, "I'm scared for my personal safety. I worry about my children's future." I mean, folks, can you make this kind of stuff up? These are the people that advocate for the crime concerning killing the infidel, terrorizing them, slicing their neck, cutting off their fingers, pour hot fire upon their bodies, and they're worried about their safety and they're worried about their children's future. Well, the fact of the matter is, again, friends, if we look at these people and understand the culture that they came from, it's nothing but rock and sand, and there's a reason for that, because they destroy everything they touched. And because if you understand Scripture, friends, that they're the children of the flesh, and they're under the curse. And you can see it, friends. And they bring their culture from where they came from to the countries that they go to. And then they begin to destroy those countries. Just look to Europe right now, friends. It's craziness going on over there. And what those people are responsible for bringing into France and Germany, the UK. But the good news is hopefully people are finally waking up with their backs up against the wall, which only goes to show you, friends, you can oppress a people. And this is the history of oppression, friends. You can oppress a people for so long before they stand up and throw off their oppressors. And hopefully that's what's happening in England today, namely the UK, on the behalf of Boris Johnson's victory. Now, I promised a YouTube live chat friend of mine to bring her through the process of impeachment. I hear this all the time, probably more than anything else. Bradley, what are we supposed to do concerning those? You keep making reference to Article 2, Section 4. And what are we supposed to do concerning those that are violating the Constitution, those that are infidels, they're unfaithful in their oaths? Well, you impeach them. That's what you do. But this takes effort, friends. It takes a lot of effort. And I'm going to run through that today because I believe it's that important for the people to understand. Here are the answers. But keep in mind, you are the strength of the law. The purpose of government is to, again, restrain men from sin, as well as maintain order, as to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous. And when they fail to do that, friends, then it becomes the citizenry, the people, the government in this country to throw off those that are in fact perverting the Constitution. And you can already see in this country, friends, that the president, this new administration, is going to do absolutely nothing about the corrupt that he promised to prosecute. As a matter of fact, when you look at Article 2, Section 3, it's his job to faithfully execute the laws of the Constitution. Against what? The laws concerning the Constitution, against those that are violating the laws found in that Constitution. Now let's go over to this real quick, because why politicians think that they are above the law, remember what President Theodore Roosevelt had rightly stated. Now keep in mind, this is the impeachment process, but I'm going to highlight and tee it up for you to understand why I'm bringing in Article 2, Section 4 concerning the impeachment process. Okay? President Theodore Roosevelt said, "No man is above the law." Listen to me carefully, America. No man is above the law. There is the President of the United States of America is not above the law. The Supreme Court justices, friends, they're not above the law. The executive branch, they're not above the law. The bureaucracies that have been created by presidents, friends, they're not above the law. The judicial branch is, they're not above the law. The executive branch, they're not above the law, friends. So how is it that the American people have succumbed to the fact that, well, they can do whatever they want to do? Again, it always comes back to they're getting away and they're doing what you're letting them get away with. They're doing what you're letting them do. And it takes a responsibility on the people in this country that out of gratitude are thankful to those that fought blood and died, giving them the freedoms in which they have on the behalf of their sacrifice. And I'm talking about our veterans in the natural, right? And we know that because we learned that in the spiritual. Jesus Christ as the propitiation of the sins of mankind who died on the cross. We hear it all day long, but it has depth of meaning, friends. Let me tell you, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That's exactly right. So I want to make clear off the bat, friends, right off the get-go here, that no man is above the law. And no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. President Theodore Roosevelt. Also keep in mind, friends, and let me make this clear, and I want you to get this in you. There is no law that gives me or any other representative in the United States of America to do the wrong thing. Listen to that. There is no law that gives me the right to do the wrong thing or any said representative in this country to do the right thing. Why? Because God never gave us the right to break his law. Liberty is the right to do what we ought to do. Again, not what we want to do. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I have brand new videos going out every week, week and a half, concerning our content, short videos to bring about the result to America's issues. People love them. You're going to have to check them out on Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. It will pull up several hundred videos, friends, bringing about the resolve that you claim that you're looking for, and hopefully it's true. And we'll know by the days and the months and years ahead, friends, by the result that we bring about, right? Do all that you can do. Leave the results up to God. Who said that? John Quincy Adams. Folks, we're going to get right back to this because I want to cover this topic. Why do politicians think that they're above the law? And I just quoted, friends, during the first segment there, President Theodore Roosevelt, who said, no man is above the law and no man is below it. Nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it. We demand obedience, friends. Again, they work for us. Now, friends, if there's one thing that bothers me, it's when a politician who is guilty of committing a crime, we see this all day. By the way, they want to condition you to this. They want to desensitize you into believing that there's nothing, again, that you can do about it. Nothing could be further from the truth. They're scared to death that you're going to figure it out, friends. And we're seeing this in Virginia right now. We're seeing this when they push the limits. And the fact of the matter is we can't just give them a smack on the back and say, don't do that again, or we need you to resign. No, you're done, and now you're going to be charged. Okay, that's what we're talking about today. But again, keep in mind, if there's one thing that bothers me, it's when a politician who is guilty of committing a crime is caught up and exposed in some sort of scandal. Again, we're conditioned in this America. that the American people throw out justice because of their lack of understanding of what the law, we the people under God, states in our U.S. Constitution. They then fall in line with the propaganda mainstream media who puts out that corrupt politicians are somehow above the very laws. Let me say this slowly. The mainstream media then puts out that the corrupt politicians are somehow above the laws that they have sworn to uphold. Just think about that. What, do as I say, but don't do as I do? Matthew 23, verse 3. Jesus rebuked them sort of people. For the very reason that they would teach others how they're supposed to do something, but they themselves wouldn't lift up a little finger, right? Just like the politicians as well, namely the lawyers in Matthew 23. But again, the mainstream media puts out that corrupt politicians are somehow above the very laws that they are sworn, they have themselves sworn to uphold, and they don't do it. This is why they believe as a demigod would that they are above the law. Again, read Isaiah 14. 12 through 15, because this is the mindset of the enemy, who is the lawless one, the great deluder. We should talk about the Deluder Act in the up and coming days, friends, because our forefathers established that as well. But we're talking about why politicians think that they are above the law today. Now, when you go to the preamble to the United States Constitution, it states that we the people, just cementing your feet in our founding documents, friends, to bring about the resolve, if you're willing to do so, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Isn't it interesting? The Bible says, be thou perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Isn't it interesting how the Lord commanded obedience? Be holy as I am holy. And that is the flower, not the root, by the way. But I also wanted to remind you, friends, that the Lord said to Abraham, be thou perfect and walk before me. Okay? So we're given, folks, the proper grace and enough grace to perfect that which concerneth us in Christ Jesus by a work of the Holy Ghost. And it's already been given. So there's no excuses, friends, as to why we make excuses. What are we supposed to do? Well, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, are to establish justice. This is my message. This is my message, to establish justice. To establish justice. Now, we're doing live radio right now, and I want to go to this because I make reference to this quite a bit. And I want you to listen carefully because this was King David, or the seed of David in Jesus Christ, friends. Okay? The sure mercies of David, order to right and sure, right? When you go to Isaiah 51, verse 4, keep in mind King David was set as a light to the nations. What do you mean a light to the nations? Also note, friends, that we're called to be the light of the world, and by many countries, we are called the light of the world. Why? Because of the light of men in whom we follow. John 14, 6, John 1, not in that order. Okay? He was set forth to bring about judgment upon corruption. Okay? He was set forth to bring about judgment concerning the corrupt on this earth. So is the church. We're called to be the light of the world, right? We're called to dispossess, not to be dispossessed. That means to drive out previous occupants and to drive them out, right? To drive out previous occupants and to take that place. To take that position. And understanding that we've already dispossessed our enemies, friends, now we're beginning to be dispossessed under judgment, and we are under God's judgment as a curse, not as a blessing, okay? So we need to what? We need to reverse the curse by obeying the Lord and keeping His commandments. But listen to Isaiah 51, verse 4. He said, listen to me, my people, this is the Lord, and give ear to me, O my nation, for a law will proceed from me that Jesus came to fulfill. Read Romans 3:31, Hebrews 8, verse 10, going back to the Old Testament, Isaiah 42:21, and Psalm 40, verse 8. Okay? It's the foretelling of the Christ who came to fulfill the law. Think not that I've come to destroy the law. I've come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill. That's what he said. Not one jot nor one tittle shall any wise pass away. He came to magnify, right? To bring about an exposition about the law. If he meant to abrogate it, then why did he bring an exposition and explain it? Friends, it doesn't make any sense, nor is it scriptural in any sense of the word. Now, I know that there's a lot of antinomianists out there who have no regard for God's moral law. In most cases, they are confused because they have ceremonial law mixed in there with moral law. Make the distinction and the confusion will go away. Make the distinction and confusion will go away. Okay? King James, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Hearken unto me, my people. and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. You want to know why? In Deuteronomy 4, verse 6, you know why the world looks at us as being the light of the world? Well, when you go to Deuteronomy 4, verse 6, you're going to understand why. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, that's all you have to do is go to verse 5, chapter 4 of Deuteronomy. He said, Moses did to the children of Israel, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. That's what makes America the light of the world, right there. Friends, and that's why the world looks to America to get it right, to get back to the simplicity of God's commandments, His statutes, and His judgments. And this is what's been left off, okay? Well, this is what we need to reapply, and to enforce. Again, I said during the first segment that the president is supposed to do this. This is what he's been elected to do. But this is the very point that he fails in duty in so many different ways. But this is the highlight to me, friends. Judgment and justice. Guard our liberties. This is what's being left off, and this is what's destroying our country. And if you look at the U.S. Constitution found in Article 2, Section 3, you'll see that it's the president's job to faithfully execute the laws found in the U.S. Constitution, and it's the very thing that he's leaving off, as I just said. Okay? So there you have it. Yet when a criminal, going back to this point, when a criminal politician is found out, Americans are taught, this is what they're taught to say, that he or she that committed the crime, namely the criminal politician, they're supposed to just simply resign. We hear it all day long. You know what? She should resign. Nancy Pelosi, she should resign. How many scandals? Oh, you know what? Hillary Clinton, she should just resign. No. Wait a second, folks. They're not going to relinquish their position because they want the position. Okay? They want to be there. They love the power. It's not even about the money to them, friends. It's just the position of power to rule over others. And isn't it interesting? These are the same people that can't even rule their own lives. But what's interesting is the people in America subject themselves to people such as this, all the while knowing that they can't even rule their own lives, yet they want to dictate me in your life. No, thank you. Not going to fly. We're talking about why politicians think that they're above the law. I was just highlighting the fact when a criminal politician is found out, Americans are taught to say that he or she should just simply resign. Baloney. Baloney, friends. I mean, that's like a career criminal being found out by the police, and instead of prosecuting him or her, they simply ask them to resign. That's ridiculous, and it shows how weak the American people are and how uneducated the American people are, Hosea 4:6. Friends, this only adds insult to injury to the laws in which they are to uphold, because it gives permission to them to live above the law, making the law their servant rather than their master, and this is completely unjust and backwards. Read Isaiah 59, verse 14. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Barracata 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and it can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Now, folks, this is a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, certainly this evening, we have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives has approved funding legislation that averts a pre-Christmas government shutdown. The government runs out of money at week's end, and the two spending bills extend government funding through September at the end of the fiscal year. The Senate is also expected to approve the bills. The Democratic-led House Rules Committee is continuing to meet regarding the impeachment debate. The committee's top Republican, Tom Cole from Oklahoma, calls it a sad time.
This is not the result of a fair process and certainly not a bipartisan one. Sadly, the Democrats' impeachment inquiry has been flawed and partisan from day one.
Cole also described impeachment as flawed and says it's a disastrous political sideshow. And senators from both sides of the aisle are meeting with the NCAA president to discuss paying college athletes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. I just want to say to my live chat friends right now, just keep in mind, just a small correction here. Policy follows law. Policy's not law. An attorney, they try to work through loops all day long, so do politicians. You know how when I say when man is sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, he'll simply get back to God's 10? Well, those 10,000 commandments are policies made by man, which make God's commandments void. Read Mark 7 when you get a moment. And the fact of the matter is, just make sure that you understand, many of the policies in the United States today are completely null and void. They're unconstitutional. They're not applicable. They're unlawful. And we're seeing this every step of the way. I mean, folks, we can talk about guns right now. We can talk about what's going on over in Virginia right now. We can talk about the 55 new gun legislation acts that have been placed upon the American people to further disarm them by this current administration. It's all unconstitutional. As a matter of fact, if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty, gun permits are unconstitutional. And people don't know this because, again, they've been conditioned to just take on whatever a politician says through policy. And, again, keep in mind, kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. We need to be principled. We need to have our feet upon the rock of ages. We need to have our minds filled with the understanding that our forefathers established. And keep in mind, I say that for the very reason that we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Okay? So I just wanted to add that to the mix in the conversation right now, and that's applicable all across the boards. So with that said, let's get back to why politicians think that they are above the law. They are above the law, friends, in the sense of how much you believe that they are actually above the law. They're not above the law. They're below the law, just like every single one of us is, right? No man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it, okay? I just got done telling you during the end of the last segment, Americans have also taken on that if a politician violates the law, even the smallest of infractions, that there is nothing that they can do until his tenure up. This one bothers me too. I hear this all the time. When someone looks at an Ilhan Omar or a Rashida Tlaib or a Maxine Waters or a Nancy Pelosi or a Donald Trump or a Paul Ryan, friends, or a Jason Reardon. Folks, the list goes on. Jason Jordan. The list goes on, folks. They believe that once they begin to violate the Constitution, and by the way, you see these guys run on the promises of enforcing the law, and it's interesting, once they become incumbent, all of a sudden they turn on their oath. They're infidels, okay? They're unfaithful. It's called treachery. They're unfaithful in covenant or an oath, okay? And we see this. They'll get into position, just like Kavanaugh, right? When he got into office, what did he do? He turned on the people. Just like that of William Barr, once he was placed in there as the right man by the current administration, once he got in there, what did he do? He turned on the people. We see this all day long, friends. And people, you need to get out of your mind that you can do nothing until their tenure is up. In other words, their 2 years is up or their 4 years is up. That's baloney. Once they lie the very first time, you can remove them. Period. Right on the spot. Right on the spot. Matter of fact, studying some of the stuff out this morning, did you know that good behavior means fidelity to the Constitution, faithfulness to the Constitution, and positive moral example? Once they violate the smallest jot or tittle of their sworn oath, they can be removed right then and there. As I said the other day, they can be removed as quickly as they've been put into position, friends. But the American people think, well, we'll just vote them out. No. Folks, they were voted in. In many cases, they weren't, for the record. That's another conversation. It doesn't matter who does the voting. It only matters who does the counting, said none other than the devil himself, one of his little minions anyways, Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror. That's exactly right. But people, you need to understand that once they violate their oath right off the bat, you can draw up, have someone within the United States draw up the articles of impeachment. I'm almost there, okay? Instantaneously, once they violate that law, they are up for impeachment. And not only there, friends, it doesn't stop there. Then it goes to the process of indicting him for his charges, for his treachery, in many cases his transgression of the very law that he was supposed to uphold, for the record. So, Americans, you need to understand that when that politician violates the law, even the smallest infraction, that you can do everything before his tenure is up. You don't need to wait for him to do it again, only encouraging him to act out in a tyrannical manner all the more. No, you don't have to wait. And again, let me put this, friends, in contrast to metaphorically, that it's like the police waiting for the criminal to finish the job before actually incarcerating him. This is ridiculous. Where are you getting this from? I know the mainstream media continuously rehearses the crimes of those in said positions as said representatives. Friends, you know all the well, in many cases, they're not working for us. They need to be removed. And again, when that message is sent that we are not going to tolerate your crimes, that's when you're going to teach the rest of them the fear of God, but not until then. Not until then, friends. Read Proverbs 16:6 when you get a moment. Now, the U.S. Constitution states in Article 2, Section 4, disqualification. This applies to the president, the vice president, and all civil officers of the United States. They shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason. Read Article 3, Section 3. Bribery or other high crimes, and listen carefully, and misdemeanors, the smallest of violations. When a new representative is elected to office, he or she takes an oath that lists many responsibilities. Now, abuse of power or failure to uphold these responsibilities, they cannot be tolerated by the people that they work for. Oh, I love that. Folks, abuse of power or failure to uphold these responsibilities cannot be tolerated by the people that they work for. That's you. Let me say that again. You want to talk about power to the people? Get them educated. Get them educated. Abuse of power or failure to uphold these responsibilities cannot be tolerated by the people that they work for. They work for you, okay? The Constitution gives the U.S. House of Representatives the God-given right to impeach the offender. I want to tell you, and I brought this up in thought, and I just got it again, but I remember bringing this up under Barack Hussein Obama. For 8 years, that man did what he wanted to do at will. And what's shameful about all of it is you had 325 million people stand back and let him do it. As if to suggest what he wasn't or what he was doing had nothing to do with them. Oh my goodness, friends, on the contrary. In so many different ways. Did you know that not one, and it's not just Barack, friends, it's George W. Bush. Folks, that's one of the biggest crime families there is in the history of mankind, the Bush family. Everybody thinks Clinton's all that bad, which he is, but the fact of the matter is, look at the Bushes. They set up George Bush Sr. They called him Evil Poppy. This coming from the CIA and the FBI, insiders that knew who he was and what it was that he was doing. They said that he was the evilest man on the planet. Okay, so I'm not just applying this to Barack Hussein Obama. It's been happening incrementally to the American people, and now we see what's happening. Things are even becoming worse, right? But what's interesting is not one representative in the United States, not a one. I want to reemphasize that. Not a one representative in the United States of America, not one representative in the United States of America drew up the articles of impeachment concerning Barack Hussein Obama. Why? Because they didn't want to be called names. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You want to talk about a capitulating, spineless, cowardly people, friends? They are your said representatives. A bunch of chameleons to the highest bidders, selling their souls. And again, America, you know this is the truth. You know this is what's happening. You know this is what's happening. Not one representative drew up the articles of impeachment. Let that sink in. Impeachment means that a charge of misconduct is filed against the offender. Read 1 John 3:4. A majority of the members of the House must vote for these charges in order to impeach the offender. After the charges of misconduct are filed, the Senate has the power to impeach cases like a court. Two-thirds of the senators must vote for conviction. Okay, and I'll get to this in just a moment, but keep in mind that William Jefferson Clinton in 1998 was impeached by the House. He was tried by the Senate, and then he was acquitted on February 12, 1999, Article 1 in Article 2, 45 through 55 and 50 through 50, which is the same. You need to understand, they're not going to impeach. They're not going to prosecute. They're not going to draw up the articles of impeachment when they're in on the kill concerning we the people. They're not going to turn on their own friends. And if they do, they'll be ousted instantaneously. And those that are ousted and those that are delivered up, friends, more than not are the people that are actually standing up for we the people. For those that don't have discernment to know the difference between right and wrong when these things happen. The mainstream media puts up the bad guy all day long as if to suggest that they're really the good guys. You know, and the Bible clearly says that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. They're abominable, friends, is what they are. When you have the spirit of the world promoting someone, you can rest assured who's behind it. Now, God has his way in bringing kings down and kings up. I understand all that, friends. But what we're dealing with today, things are not getting better, are they? Nope, they're getting worse. And why is it? Because we have scoundrels in the office. We have people that are extorted in the office. We have compromised men in representative positions. That's why they don't stand for anything, friends. And again, I'm here to remind you that they can be impeached and they can be charged. Don't ever forget that in a million years. Okay? We're going to come right back to this, finish it up. Why politicians think that they are above the law. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just talking about the impeachment process, I was highlighting the fact that Barack Hussein Obama, during his criminal tenure, it's interesting to note that not one said representative drew up the articles of impeachment, not a one. I also highlighted the fact that William Jefferson Clinton in 1998 was impeached by the House, right? And then he was acquitted on February 12th, 1999. Why was he acquitted? Because they needed him in office. They were helping each other. Friends, when is this going to become a reality to the American people? And again, until people understand that this is a sham and that they are running antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, this is going to continue on. They must be lawfully dealt with, period. Okay. I also wanted to highlight the fact that in 1974, Richard Nixon resigned when the House began preparing articles of impeachment. Might I add, this was a cover-up. It wasn't about Watergate so much, friends. It was a cover-up of pedophilia inside of the government in 1974. I wanted to make that clear so you understood what was going on. Okay. I also want to go back to William Jefferson Clinton and let you know that it was not about Monica Lewinsky, the reason that he was being impeached, friends. He was being impeached because he was selling the Chinese military secrets from our country. Okay. The impeachment process has been used 11 times against federal representatives. This includes 9 judges, 1 senator, and 1 cabinet official. Senate acquitted all but 4. All 4 were judges. The senator was acquitted because Senate ruled Congress lacked jurisdiction to impeach the senator. Proper remedy was expulsion, Article 1, Section 5, Clause 2. Legislative check upon executive power promotes stability by providing orderly means of removing officials without bloodshed. That is the whole purpose, friends, by the way. Also wanted to let you know, and I end with this before I get into the process of impeachment for the next 8 minutes. Andrew Johnson was impeached in 1868. It failed impeachment. Senate fell 1 vote short of removing him. And he was going to be impeached, friends, not for selling the Chinese military, American military secrets. No, that's treason, Article 3, Section 3. It wasn't because a bunch of politicians were busted through the Watergate scandal for committing acts, sexual acts against little boys and little girls, which they're still doing today. You can see this. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. You can see it every direction you're going now. In other words, friends, he was removed. Johnson was, they were trying to remove him for actually replacing someone in his cabinet. That was it. Nothing more, nothing less. And I want to tell you why they didn't put up with it back then, friends, because they just went through a war. They understood the price in magnifying the laws against the evil, right? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And I guess war changes people, doesn't it? People don't want war. They said that going up to World War II, that there was not a household in America that didn't feel loss. It puts everything into perspective, doesn't it? War does. And I'm not speaking as one that has been through a military battle, but I am telling you I've gone through a continual warfare since I can remember, even as a child to the present. Concerning how the war, the continual warfare that's being waged against we the people, and its toll that it takes on we the people. And we've endured by the grace of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Process of impeachment. Being formally accused of unlawful activity, committing a crime. That's number one. Number two, not necessarily being kicked out of office. Number two, who can be impeached? Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. The president can, the vice president can, and all civil officers of the United States of America. Are they above the law? Absolutely not. They're not above the law, friends. Number two, civil officers include people appointed by the president, cabinet members, and judges. Number three, members of Congress are not civil officers. Okay. Congress is the voice of the people, the representatives of the people, to get the job done. Number three is the process of impeachment. Number one, Justice Department or an independent counsel investigates charges and presents them to the House Judiciary Committee. See, there again you have the problem, friends, because you're corrupt within and you're corrupt without. So to hand, I mean, look at again. I bring up Trey Gowdy quite a bit. I bring up Mr. Jordan, Jim Jordan, who's caught up in a sexual scandal from the college that he just left, friends, which came as no surprise to me whatsoever. You look at Jason Chaffetz, who we know as a fact was a part of a cover-up concerning Extortion 17. We know that from inside information. Okay, and then you look at Daryl Issa, who's made millions of dollars. Folks, what do? They do nothing but talk big, but they fail to prosecute. And if they have prosecuted, can somebody please call me and tell me who they have prosecuted? I need you to set me straight. I need you to set me straight. We got Steve calling in from the state of Minnesota. Hey, Steve, how are you? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I totally appreciate you giving us a call. What say you?
Well, I say that our corrupt government is proof of the people's disobedience as much as it is as the government's disobedience, because we're supposed to have a godly government as Christians. Romans 13 is an order of what kind of government we're supposed to have, not that we're supposed to obey a wicked government. If
that's
our
right.
Government's acting wicked, it's proof that we're allowing the wrong thing to happen, and they work for us. And for years
that's right.
And years, we've been telling people, you know, Christians, you can't vote for a lesser or two of evils and be obedient to God. You got to say, no, absolutely not. And, you know, it's interesting that I would say the church is the most tolerant it's ever been, and yet they're despised by the people that they're claimed to be tolerant of.
That's right.
For a good reason. They should be despised if they're going to allow such horrible things to go on and not tell them that it's wrong.
Amen. I totally agree, and that's exactly why we are in the position that we are in today. Steve, again, as you understand, until we get this fixed, by the way, we're working on the second stage of YouTube so they can hear everything that's going on here. So I totally appreciate your phone call. Much love. We'll talk to you soon, brother. Friends, it's exactly right. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2. As a matter of fact, what Steve just said, the lesser of two evils, keep in mind the two people that are delivered up are delivered up by the same powers that be. So they win either way. Okay? If you go to 2 Chronicles 19:2, it tells us, right? And Jehu, the son of Hananiah, the seer, the prophet, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Okay, so it's not the lesser of two evils, like Charles Spurgeon rightly said, between the two options given concerning the lesser of two evils. He said, choose neither. That's exactly right. Friends, let me lay to your candor again to what's happening in the present. They deliver up those that you know are Marxists, those that they know that you hate, and they drive support by controlling the opposition, by leading the opposition to Donald Trump, who is in fact doing the biddings of those that you are afraid of. It's exactly what's happening today, friends. Okay? Well, we're just voting for the lesser of two evils. Would you have voted for Hillary Clinton? Are you really that dummy down to believe so? Because if you are, I can't help you. You can't fix stupid. That means dull and insensible. That's your bad, not mine. There's over 200 people running for the presidency of the United States of America today, friends. How many have you heard of? Oh, the ones that they wanted you to hear from. Okay. Talking about the process of impeachment, thank you for the phone call, Steve. I totally appreciate you, my friend. I really do. I love your insight. The process of impeachment, Justice Department or an independent counsel investigates charges and presents them to the House Judiciary Committee. Number two, House Judiciary Committee, HJC, reviews evidence. Number three, HJC drafts articles of impeachment. HJC debates articles of impeachment. Number five, entire House of Representatives debates articles of impeachment and votes on them. Simple majority. Okay? Number six, if this happens, president is considered impeached. Number seven, Senate holds the trial. Will the official then be kicked out of office, the said representative? I don't like the word official at all, friends. Okay? Number eight, House Judiciary Committee acts as the prosecution, presents evidence against the accused. Now, you get two criminals in a room, do you think they're going to call each other out for who they really are? Nope. Nope. That's what's happening today. Number nine, accused chooses own lawyers to present defense. Number 10, Chief Justice of Supreme Court acts as judge and rules on admissibility of evidence. Okay, now you got John Roberts, friends. I would trust this guy as far as I can throw him. And keep in mind that the purpose of judges is to discover and apply laws found in the Mosaic Institution, and they sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. And also keep in mind, friends, good behavior means fidelity to the Constitution, not to the highest bidder, and it also means positive moral example. Friends, I gave you the download. It's up for you to act upon it. You want the answers? I just gave them to you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.